Dr. Seuss has been canceled. Abraham Lincoln is now a racist, and I have been canceled. This is Canceled with David Rightwing. Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to the show. As you may have noticed, the name has changed, but this is still the same old show with the same host. I'm David Rightwing. You may have noticed it has been quite a while since our last episode. I believe we're going on almost a year since COVID hit. That was when I was forced out of Morris, Minnesota. I had to return to Rochester, where I've been living for the past about 8 months, and then I did move to Mankato eventually. But we'll get into that in a second. So as you may have noticed, I don't have my old recording studio. I do not have my old microphones and headphones and everything. Well, it's just something that I'm looking at improving as we move forward with the show. I'm currently looking for a new place to record, and I will have a new microphone coming pretty soon. I will actually be getting my tax refund here in about 2 weeks or so, and we'll get a new microphone then. Another big reason why now let's get into the big reasons why I haven't been recording these last few months. In the last year, quite a few things in my life have changed. As most of you know, I did attend the University of Minnesota Morris. I had entered as a elementary education major, and now I'm actually seeking a degree in political science. One of the big things that changed that was that I got a job with the Trump campaign here in Olmsted County, Minnesota. And because of that job, I was forced to quit recording. And I have nothing against what the campaign asked me to do. I was told to stop recording, just be careful about what I put out there and be careful what I put on social media. And it's a professional thing, I understand. But that's why I couldn't record up until November. But that was only one of the factors that has led to me not recording lately. As soon as I got that job, I heard from a large number of my friends up at the University of Minnesota Morris. Most of my friends up there, I'd say well into 90% of the people that I hung out with on a regular basis, told me that they wanted nothing to do with me within a week of me getting that job. And so I got to thinking about it, and the only reason I had stayed in Morris was because of the friends I had up there, because I was really close with a few people. I mean, there were individuals that had told me they wanted nothing to do with me, even after I had been part of their wedding. I had helped set up and tear down for weddings. And they told me that they wanted nothing to do with me, and so I decided it's time to go somewhere else. So that is where I am now. I've transferred down to Minnesota State University, Mankato, where I am still seeking a political science degree, and it looks like I will be graduating about a semester late, because I do have to add a nonprofit leadership minor to my degree. Since I did transfer to Mankato, I did actually attend Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit in West Palm Beach in December. And this has actually been a huge thing for me because it helped me build my independence and allowed me to kind of get out in the world without having a group of people that I knew. And it allowed me to branch out and make a lot of new friends. My buddies Nathan and JR and the rest, we plan on meeting up and going golfing later this year. But overall, it was an incredible experience, and it has actually led to a major change in my life. Recently, I have joined a chapter of Turning Point USA at Minnesota State University, Mankato. And we're actually super excited. We're going to start doing all sorts of new things. I am actually helping build a website for a couple of the gals that are part of our chapter. They're doing their own little show. They're doing an actual video show. They're doing a newscast, as well as I think they are doing a podcast as well. But you'll see and hear more of that later on as we move forward with those two shows. Right now, Turning Point USA is huge at Minnesota State University, Mankato. We've had, I believe, three or four meetings now, and we have seen overwhelming support from the conservatives on our campus. And it's great because we've seen a lot of great conversations happening with people on both sides of the aisle. And coming from a conservative that has seen a lot of people shutting down conversation, it's very healthy, and it's exactly what our nation needs at this point. But yep, right now I am actually serving as the treasurer of that group, and I hope to only do good things there and keep building up the group as much as possible. So let's move on to today's topic, which is honestly, it's the kind of the topic of the whole podcast, and that is cancel culture. As you may have noticed, there has been a lot of stuff that's been getting canceled lately, including the most recent and one of the more controversial being Dr. Seuss. Now, for those of you that don't know, Dr. Seuss's estate has recently taken six of their different books away from production. Theodore Geisel, Dr. Seuss himself, produced books like And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street in 1937, nearly a century ago. And now these types of books are being taken down without regard to the intent of the author himself. So let's get into more detail about the six books that are now being pulled from the shelves by a wonderful children's author. So the publications that are being pulled, and this is by the by Dr. Seuss's estate, include And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, in which Dr. Seuss himself actually received awards for. That was published in 1937, as well as 1950's If I Ran the Zoo, 1947's McElligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra from 1955, Scrambled Egg Super from 1953, and The Cat's Quizzer from 1976. According to the publisher, the books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong, and each of these books are no longer being published due to racist and insensitive imagery. Now, let's get into this, and this is a very sensitive topic, because we're talking about racism here, and that is a very sensitive topic within the United States today. I would argue that it's often blown out of proportion, but what we've seen lately in cancel culture is that people are taking away the necessity of intent to one's actions. So, putting it this way, Dr. Seuss's books, while they may not stand up to date to today's standards, calling them racist is like calling that old 80-year-old grandma who accidentally says a racial slur because that's what they were raised calling that thing, is calling them racist. At the end of the day, like, if my grandmother were to say a racial slur or use it to describe something, that's not her being racist. That is a sign of the times that she grew up in. Just like this, Dr. Seuss, he wasn't trying to be racist. Well, yes, I understand. By today's standards, it does seem a little fishy. But you can't take a modern standard and compare that to something that was published in a different era with different laws and different social norms. And this type of cancel culture is it's becoming more and more widespread. A bit more of a local topic. At Minnesota State Mankato, they're talking about removing the statue of Abraham Lincoln that currently sits in the Centennial Student Union. For those that don't know, this statue was actually donated by an alumnus nearly a century ago, before Minnesota State University was even at the top of the hill in Mankato. The reason that it's been talked about being removed is because, while Abraham Lincoln did do some incredible things, there is some concern among Native students at Minnesota State University surrounding their acceptance on campus, as he did sign off on the Dakota 38 plus 2 in 1862. That is a whole entire can of worms that I will try to stay out of as much as possible. But for those that aren't very informed on the topic, in 1862, there was a brief hot flash. There was an armed conflict between the Native Dakotas and settlers that were new to the Mankato area. And it wasn't just Mankato, it was Mankato, New Ulm. It ravaged a lot of southern Minnesota and even into South Dakota. And at the end of this conflict, there were 303 individuals, members of the Dakota tribe, that were to be hanged in Mankato, in what wound up being the largest mass hanging in American history. And while 303 were not hanged, it was actually 38. The majority got pardoned by President Lincoln. There was still 38 individuals hanged in Minnesota, in Mankato, Minnesota, which has posed an issue for local individuals. And this gets into an issue regarding our history and the removal of statues from around the world. You've seen it with the Confederate statues lately, and now a lot of imagery surrounding Lincoln is being tarnished. However, it's really important that we focus on the good that individuals do rather than measuring them based on their shortcomings, based on things that, at the end of the day, they couldn't really control too much. And I get it. He did sign off on the 38 individuals, but he did pardon nearly 300 individuals who are all sentenced to death. So you can obviously tell where I stand on this issue. I think that if anything is going to be done, that rather than having the statue removed or destroyed, have it moved somewhere where its historical significance will not be removed. Because that is a huge part of Minnesota State Mankato. I mean, it's been there for nearly a century. Why mess with it now? All right, and moving on to one of the last cancellations that I want to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about The Daily Wire, Disney Plus, and Gina Carano. So those of you that are familiar with a lot of the pop culture right now, The Mandalorian on Disney Plus is one of the bigger shows on the network. I believe it is actually the highest grossing show on Disney Plus to date. And that's a big number. That's a huge feat for them. And big props to Jon Favreau, the writer and director of the show. I used to really enjoy it. But after the actions taken by Disney, I have now canceled my Disney Plus subscription. And I would urge you to do the same. For those that aren't quite in the loop, Gina Carano, she's an ex-MMA fighter, and she's also one of the lead actresses on the show, has recently been removed by Disney for being a conservative. Now, they're saying it's because of some racial social media posts that have taken place in the last few months and the spread of disinformation. But at the end of the day, Carano did nothing off par with her co-stars. So in November of 2020, Gina Carano posted on her social media stating that there needs to be more faith in our election systems. We need better methods of election security. And this should be agreed upon by both sides of the aisle. We don't want any cheating by anyone. So I don't understand why that would be a controversial topic for Carano to be posting about. But what really put the nail in the coffin was when she made a comparison. And it was her comparing what's happening to conservative thought, how conservatives are being canceled around the country, and how they're being silenced by force in a lot of cases, with people being fired for voicing their opinions and such. She did compare that to the Holocaust. And while I always feel that comparisons to the Holocaust are pretty distasteful, she wasn't wrong. And a lot of people like Ben Shapiro, who's an Orthodox Jew, found no issue with what she had said. And that is the driving factor in why Disney had fired her. As you may have noticed, though, a lot of the folks over at Disney also hold opposite opinions to Carano. Even in 2018, the actual star of Disney Plus's The Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal, took to Twitter comparing Nazi Germany and A photo of, quote, Latino children in cages, the kids in cages type of thing. However, not only was the imagery false, but he was also doing the same thing that they fired Carano for doing, making a comparison to the Holocaust, which I don't understand. How is this a thing? Like, at the end of the day, they are voicing their opinions on their platform. What they do on their own social media with their own time is none of the business of their employer. And I firmly believe that. I believe that employers having so much control over the personal lives of their employees is unprofessional. And while we need to be very respectful in what we're posting, I also believe that going after somebody while not upholding that same standard for the rest of your staff is just as unprofessional. All right. Well, as you may have also noticed, Carano was not jobless for very long. She was also picked up by The Daily Wire. For those that aren't familiar with The Daily Wire, it is a conservative website hosted by Ben Shapiro, who is a huge conservative activist and host of The Ben Shapiro Show. I'm a huge fan, been listening to him for a long time. But within 24 hours of Carano being fired from Disney+, The Daily Wire hired her to make her own film. And that's what I love about The Daily Wire right now, is they're working to become the next, almost like a conservative Netflix. They're trying to be a content provider that isn't going to silence any individual based on their content and not being politically correct. I highly recommend that you actually check it out. Their subscriptions aren't very expensive. I actually have a yearly subscription. It's not the all-access. I believe it's the $12 a month subscription. Comes with a Tumblr that says leftist tears on the side. But the Daily Wire is doing something that no other media company has done to date. And that is that they're standing up to the leftist mob. They're not backing down to this cancel culture, and they're embracing thoughts that aren't necessarily politically correct. And if I haven't convinced you to sign up yet, you should definitely look into the movie Run, Hide, Fight, which you can only watch on The Daily Wire. It's an incredible film. Highly recommend. It does have some sensitive topics, but it's an incredible film overall. All right, and I do believe that is all that we have for today. I appreciate you listening, and be sure to tune in next week. I believe I will be dropping a new episode on Thursday, March 11th. That is next Thursday, and I will try to do them every Thursday as I am able. All righty, well, thank you for listening, and you have yourself a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.